for our local hero report with Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture. Our guest today, Michael Maher from the Bear Path Compost in Whately, and Bill O'Bear, who founded this whole thing. Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Just fine.
Doing good today.
I know a lot of people have compost heaps in the backyard. This is a little bit more than that, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we produced almost 2,000 yards of finished compost a year. This year, we're actually trying to bump up to 2,500. We've typically had a problem with selling out.
What goes into compost? What's the process? Because I think a lot of people just have no idea.
Sure. So we take dairy manure is our prime source of nitrogen. You need nitrogen and carbon, 2-to-1 ratio. And we get horse bedding from various places around the valley, especially from our biggest supplier is the Tri-County Fair right in town here.
They call these recipes when you're mixing materials, and there's lots of different recipes depending upon what materials are available. We've also mixed in some high-carbon wood ash into the mix, and that's to prevent the potential of any herbicide contamination. We've also done, and we might do some more this year, short paper fiber, basically organic material. We get it through a broker. Of course, keeping that material out of the landfill is a very good idea.
And for folks who are maybe going to start gardening for the first time?
Compost is not soil, but a soil amender. Very important to remember that. By adding it to your soil, you're not only adding nutrients, phosphorus, nitrogen, etc., you're also adding living organisms that help create a better environment for your vegetables, flowers, whatever you are growing to live in. Aerating, getting all that into the soil is important.
So, Bill, when you were growing up, would you just play in compost?
Where I came from, I never even heard of compost. When I moved out to Western Mass many years ago, started doing some composting on my own with a pitchfork, sort of scaled up, gradually learned how to do it on a larger scale.
When you talk about a larger scale, because I know we have a compost heap in our backyard, you're talking on a much larger scale. How does that compare to what a compost heap that people are familiar with?
Our materials, we mix and put them into these large piles, which are called windrows.
You lose just about 50% into the atmosphere during the process. Our process takes about 7 months under ideal conditions.
You started this business, Bill.
Yes, I did. I got to a point where, I just turned 70 a week or so ago.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would have baked you a compost cake.
I don't have any family members to turn the business over to. It's a very successful business. It's done very well. If you have a small business and it's time to move on and do something else, retire or whatever, what are you going to do? Either you have a family member who's going to take it over, or you have to find somebody, and you liquidate everything. You lost all that goodwill, which is value in the business. I've had customers more than once tell me, Bill, you can't retire or die. Now, then Mike came into the picture right at the right time. Thing led to another, and
here we are.
And I'm still involved, on a much smaller scale now, but I think it's a great thing. I'm real proud that I started the business. It's been very good for me and for all our customers.
Now, Michael, you already have a farm.
Family farm.
Selfish when these people who have a farm already go and get another one.
Especially in the spring, it's a balancing act. I do compost probably 6 or 7 deliveries a day, and then it's straight to Poplar Hill Farm, and in the spring, we're planting corn till dark, and that's my day 7 days a week for 3 months.
We're talking with Michael Maher from Bear Path Compost and the founder of such, Bill O'Bear from Whately. Is the timing crucial right now for compost?
Yes, definitely. The spring is our highest volume. Nobody likes to do too much when it's 90 and humid out, but new plantings or existing plantings, spring is the time.
Now, CESA itself.
25th anniversary. Here we are.
Now, what have you guys, Bill and Michael, what have you seen over the years? How has things changed over the years from when you first became a local hero?
Everything has changed, really. We're lucky to have such a local environment, I guess you would call it, in the Pioneer Valley, where people are very conscious versus, my fiance is from Connecticut, but it's a totally different world when it comes to a restaurant having fresh vegetables from the local farm. I mean, it's not even a concept. Mm-hmm. From when I was a kid to now, that's the biggest change, and it's just growing and growing.
Does your fiance have agriculture in her blood?
No.
So how did you woo her?
She was a student at UMass, and that's how I met her. She's an academic advisor in the School of Eisenberg.
Lots of people that are buying local, they also got the gardening bug. Because of that, our business in small compost sales has increased dramatically.
When you pull up with your truck, you must be like the ice cream man, right?
Yeah. For some people, it is definitely their favorite time of year.
Our guests today have been Michael Maher, and Bill O'Bear from Bear Path Compost in Whately. And, of course, Phil Corman, the executive director for CESA, the community involved in sustaining agriculture.
And we have an annual meeting coming up on April 12th, Thursday night. It's going to be at Look Park at the Garden House. We'd love the community to attend. All you have to do is go to buylocalfood.org to find out more details and reserve a spot.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob Flaherty here.